The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me, and I will raise him on the last day. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, I don't know if it's the same in your families, but I come from a family that likes to sing. So my extended family, and especially my immediate family, so whenever we'd go on road trips or on vacation, we would sing songs for hours. We'd sing sad songs, we'd sing silly songs, we'd sing love songs, we'd sing religious songs. Actually, just this past Advent, one night before Christmas, we went looking at Christmas lights. We sang Christmas songs for like 2 hours. My parents, my siblings, my nieces and nephews. And I remember as a little kid, we'd get in the car and my mom would turn on the radio right away. So we'd be on our way to school and we'd be rocking out, you know, to whatever was on the radio. So we'd sing constantly. Well, I remember one year I come home from college and I'd been away for about a year. And I come back and I get in the car. My mom picked me up at the airport and I get in. And I'm just ready for her to turn the music on. And she didn't. I thought, gosh, that's kind of strange. And I didn't say anything. Well, the entire time I was home, I never saw my mom turn on the radio. And I thought, gosh, well, what happened to mom? Why is she doing that? And I found out the reason why was because she had started going to daily Mass. But at the end of Mass, she had to leave right after she would receive Holy Communion because it was her only chance to then get to work, and so she wouldn't be late. So she'd leave, and she'd get in her car, and since she didn't have a chance to kneel down to say a prayer of thanksgiving, she would do it while she was driving to work. Well, what happened was she began to think, oh my gosh, our Lord is in me after I receive Him, but He's always with me. So she just started talking to Him all the time in her heart. And so she wouldn't turn on the radio. So our Lord, when He's talking about receiving His body and blood, He says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." That if you receive Holy Communion, our Lord, He's in us for a few moments while His body is dissolving in us. But then He says, I stay in you. If you're in a state of grace, I am with you always. I remember one time a family brought a little girl. She was probably 7 or 8 years old. And they said, "Father, we're a little concerned about our daughter, about our niece. She says things to us like, you know, Mom, Dad, God told me that..." And they look at their child like, God's talking to you? But the things she would say, they were so profound, they thought, maybe this is real. So one day, they bring her to see me, and they say, "Father, can you help us to understand, is our daughter really hearing God's voice?" And so I'm talking to the little girl, and she's saying some really, really beautiful things. And I thought, gosh, I think it's true. I think He's really talking to her. But I thought, you know, how will I know for sure? And all of a sudden I thought, I know the question to ask her. And I said, when God talks to you, where is He? Where is He? And I thought the girl would say, you know, "Father, He's out there somewhere." Or I thought He'd say, you know, "Father, I don't know where He is, but I just hear His voice." But what this little 7 or 8 year old girl said is, "Father, when He talks to me, He's right here. He's in my heart. And I thought, she really is hearing His voice because she knows that God remains in her. My students, it's the same for all of us. Every time we receive Him, He comes to dwell in us more fully, and He stays in us always if we are in a state of grace. But I want to say this. He says something further. He says, "You remain in me." Where is Jesus right now? Where's our Lord? Andrew? He's in us, right? If we're in a state of grace, He dwells in us. Where else is our Lord? Karsten? He's in the tabernacle. Susanna? And He's in heaven with all the angels and the saints now. Now, Scripture says when our Lord rose, then He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of the Father forever. So He can be removed from the tabernacle, and we can fall into serious sin, and then He can't dwell in us, but He always dwells at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And so if we are in Him, then when we pray, we are right at the right hand of the Father. So when we say a prayer to God, it's like we are in our Lord, whispering into the ears of our Heavenly Father. You know, sometimes we wonder, does God hear my prayers? You know, can I really know that He understands me? Students, we are in Jesus if we are in a state of grace. So that means whenever we talk to God, it's like we are in Jesus right at His right hand, speaking to Him from our hearts, like we're just whispering right into His ears. Let's ask our Lord as we receive Him today to come to know and understand these truths more fully. That Jesus always remains in us, and we remain in Him so long as we are in a state of grace.